ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings be upon you. May Allah grant us all prosperity, success, and health in our daily lives. We are back with the program Bridge, thinking together and contemplating on the dua, ninth of the Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the legacy of the Zainul Abidin of Islam, our beloved fourth Imam, Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, who, as well as through other means, taught the Muslims the essence of Islamic spirituality through his supplications. These du'as that our Imam has left us with, has gifted to us and the generations before us and the generations to come after us, they are not, however, merely supplications. They embody comforting answers to many questions with which the man of his time and the man of our time are confronted. They deal with the crisis through which any Muslim or the follower of any religious denomination has to pass, which result from a variety of stresses and strains, and which arise from sources both inward and outward. So these du'as are really not just du'as and supplications, rather they are there to educate us by the means of du'a. Imam starts this ninth du'a, which is a supplication in yearning to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq or the chance of tawbah. Let's take a quick break and then come back.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Rabbana. We're back, dear brothers and sisters. We were talking about the ninth dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, his supplication in yearning to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked in depth about tawbah, the states of tawbah, the degrees or the grades of tawbah, and what really tawbah is, which was returning to the wilayah of Allah. And then Imam, in order for us to understand better what is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that he says, وَعَزِلْنَا أَن مَكْرُوهِكَ مِنَ الْإِسْرَارِ. One of the signs of real tawbah, or one of the fruits or results of a true repentance, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should help us, or should this tawbah or repentance should leave us or make us to become one of those who avoid insisting on what that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates or detests or dislikes. Makruh in Islamic terminology or in Arabic is something that someone is detested or disliked by someone. So Imam says, change us, azilna, make us evolve or change eternally from the state of insisting on what is detested by you to the state that our favors, our taste only becomes based on what you favor, what you like, or what you dislike. وَأَزِلْنَا أَنْ مَكْرُوهِكَ مِنَ الْإِسْرَارِ. Change us, make us leave the persistence that thou hatest. This is very, very, very important that we leave this state. There is a beautiful term that we have. There's a beautiful hadith that we have, in fact, in the book of Kafi. This hadith says, is from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. He says, "Huba an yudhniba adh-dhanb fala yastaghfir Allah fala yuhaddith nafsahu bitawba fa dhalika al-israr." Insisting on sinning or insisting on what is being forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is defined that if someone commits a sin and then he never asks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he also never thinks of repentance. Sometimes you ask people like, why do you do this? And they say, it's okay. They justify it. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, we are back together with the program Bridge, speaking about the beautiful book of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, this legacy of our beloved fourth Imam, the son of our martyred Imam, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, who himself, Imam Zainul Abidin, his son, was also a martyr. He says, Allahumma wa mata waqafna bayna naqsayna fi deenan aw dunya. O Allah, when we halt before two decreases, two estates of confronting harmfulness, or being in the state of getting harmed in religion or in this world. So it means that these harms that we are facing are either harming our religion, or harming or defecting our belief system, or it is somehow these tribulations or situations of decreases that we are facing are somehow taking away from our dunya. These two are the two categories. Deen and aw dunya. فَأَوْقْ النَّقْسَ بَأَسْرَهَا فَنَاءً. Let the decrease, let this incompleteness, let this bala fall upon that which passes quickly and relent in that which lasts the longer. وَجْعَلِ التَّوْبَةَ فِي أَتْوَلِهِمَا بَقَاءً. Do not let us dwell in the state of bala. Some people are going through the state of bala and they're happy with it without reason. They're in the state of tribulation. They're in the state of hardship. They do not go after finding out the root cause of it. They never do istighfar. They never do tawbah. They have no ambition, no determination of surviving and leaving that state towards a better life. They're like, it's okay. All right, these problems and issues are there in our way in order for us to wake up. And what do? We use painkillers to do not feel the pains. Inshallah, we learn the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and be able to implement it in our daily lives. Please remember us in du'as, and we'll see each other soon. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد